Hello, 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 and welcome to the Witch's Brew. I'm Dolly, and welcome to the show. So, I hope everybody is having a good week. I know last week mine was a little questionable. I ended up falling in a parking lot, and I managed to really bang myself up. My knee was horrendous. It's still pretty sore, but it's better. I have no words. I am so clumsy, so clumsy. I walk into walls somehow. It's like my balance is not right. I used to think it was because of thyroid issues, because that can kind of throw off your balance, and I do have problems with my thyroid, but no. Turns out I'm just clumsy. Walking disaster. Hello, that's me. So, I hope your week went a little bit better than mine. Aside from that, we had a couple of other things going on, and I'll be honest in saying I could use all of the positive vibes you're willing to send me. I would really, really appreciate it. I don't really want to go into detail. So, Halloween is coming, and I'll take this time to say, I'm going to be releasing a bonus episode on Halloween with some spooky stuff, 'cause we all like a good scare, some good stories, to give you some nightmares throughout the night. I don't know about you guys, but I love scary stuff. Love scary stuff, which is outrageous because I'm also the kind of person who will scare myself half to death and then have to sleep with the lights on. So, I'm a walking contradiction. I like being scared, but then I really regret it after. So, I've been loading up on all of the scary movies. Last week, I had a really cozy night and watched Hocus Pocus, which isn't really scary, but I feel like that's one of the movies you kind of have to watch in October. I feel like it is the number one rule of Halloween. You have to watch Hocus Pocus. And don't judge me and don't hate me, but I am not even the biggest fan of Hocus Pocus. I don't think it's, the greatest movie. I don't think it's the worst movie. I've seen some really bad ones. So I'm kind of on the fence on whether I like it, but sometimes I just get in the mood for it, and especially this time of year, I want to watch it. So, in all honesty, I don't know that I have a favorite scary movie. And now that I'm thinking about it, I can't think of any of the names of the movies that just really messed me up. Like, I can't think of any of them. I know as a child, I think Jeepers Creepers was a big one for me, because I wasn't supposed to watch scary movies, but when my parents weren't home, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch scary movies. I feel like that's most kids, right? Breaking the rules. And so I remember watching Jeepers Creepers, and that gave me nightmares forever. Forever. And It was another one, and I'm talking about like the original version. I like the remakes, those are decent, but you can't beat the original, really. You can't. So, and I also just, I don't know, I just love scary movies. Love them. Love them. So, I would love to hear, what is your favorite scary movie? Like, what is your all-time favorite? What is one that just really blows your mind? It's so scary. What is that one for you? I will create a post on Twitter and I would love to hear your opinion. And for anybody that doesn't follow me on Twitter, it is Dolly's Brew 2019. Give it a follow. You can see updates from the podcast. You can see little tidbits of my own life. If you're like me, when I listen to podcasts, I just like to see what the person looks like that I'm listening to. And if that's you, that's a good way to find out what I look like. Hit that up. So, there is that. So, today's episode, I just wanted to talk about the signs of being a natural born witch. Now, with this, obviously you don't have to be a natural born witch to be a witch, right? You can choose the path, and there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't, make you less of a witch because you chose it, rather than being born with these natural abilities or signs that kind of show that it's really in your blood. And so, as I'm going through this, don't be like, oh, I don't have that, or I don't think that's me. It's okay. It's okay. Going through some of these, I was kind of shocked at like some of the signs and things that I had. I'm sorry, I'm yawning. For anybody that doesn't know, I have a newborn at home, and so sleep isn't happening, and so I try not to yawn. Like, I do so many so many retakes of recordings because I just yawn. And it's not that I'm bored. I'm just tired because I'm a mother of two crazy kids now. So, for anybody that didn't know, there you go. If you wonder why I sound the way I do, I'm not bored, I promise. I'm just struggling with my sleep deprivation. So anyway, so as we kind of go through this, I will also post, 'cause I'll go over like the signs like in your palm that you're kind of this natural witch or whatever. And so I will actually post those on my Twitter page because I know talking about them is a lot harder than visually seeing what you're looking for. If you're anything like me, I'm a very visual learner. And so just hearing it, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So if that's you, don't worry. I will post it on the Twitter page. So check it out. So when it comes to being a natural born witch, here are some characteristics. And if any of these are, I'm sorry, are, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. So if any of these sound like you, you might be a natural born witch. So the first one I have is dreams of a past life. Sometimes that really shows that you have this past life of being a witch. Or sometimes if you just have that ability to be able to go to your past life, that is actually a sign of a gift. Which I, with that, has, for anybody, I think it was big on TikTok, actually, I'm not sure. But for anybody that has heard of it, has anyone watched the YouTube video with Brian, is it Weiss? 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 If any of you have watched it, I really want to know what that was like for you. If you've watched it, I want you to email me, dollysbrew@gmail.com, capitalize the D, or you can message me on Twitter, that's totally fine. But I want to know if it worked for you. What did you experience? For anybody that doesn't know, there's this guy, his name is Brian Weiss, I'm not sure how you say it, and he takes you through kind of like this hypnosis that puts you in like a very relaxed state. And it allows you to kind of do this past life regression. And I've seen a lot of people that have said, that they really experienced it, that they, this one girl I was listening to, and she said that she like had this vision that she was walking down this gravel road in like these almost like pilgrim clothes. And she was with like a group of people, and then she kind of snapped out of it, and that was as far as it went. But she kind of talked about the feelings that she had. Some people don't experience anything at all, and they just kind of just go into the state and nothing happens. But those same people kind of later on come back and say, well, I experienced it, but it was later on. And I think a lot of the video, like a lot of what it's doing, is just kind of opening yourself up to being able to experience your past life and witness it and see what that's about. I am so curious about it. I don't know. I want to look into it. I think it's like an hour-long video. I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I want to do it, but you have to have like complete silence. You need to be able to just completely relax. And with a newborn, that's not totally possible because she cries a lot. So, anyways, if that is something you're into, it is on YouTube. It is called Past Life Regression with Brian. Like I said, I don't know if it's Weiss or Weiss, Weiss. And if you do it, and if you experience anything, or if you don't, I would love to hear about it. So shoot me an email or message me on Twitter. And I just might talk about you on a future episode. I don't know. You'll have to see. So the next thing, just quality, if you might be a natural born witch, is attracting animals. And specifically because familiars are such a huge part of being a witch. For anybody that doesn't know what a familiar is, we will be doing an episode talking about it. But basically, they're considered kind of like a spirit guide. They're usually in animal form, and they assist you with like practicing magic, keeping you safe, and things like that. I have two cats. One is Kiki and one is Nina. Our cat Nina, which is crazy because we've had Kiki for a while, for many years, I think. Did we get her? I think we got her shortly after my son was born. But she was still older when we got her. She wasn't a kitten. But anyways, we had her for a while. I love her dearly. She's my baby. She's a big cat. She's a spoiled brat. But when we got Nina, who is a boy, by the way, we did not know. There was nothing down in those parts to show that she was a boy. And we obviously had no idea how to sex a kitten. We didn't know, like, how to tell. So to us, it looked like a female. We let my son name it, turned out Nina, and then as she got older, things might have dropped, making it perfectly clear that she, in fact, is not a girl. So I still reference to her as a she because that's how she's always been to us as a girl, which is probably really offensive to her, but I don't know. She loves her name. She still comes when we call it. So, anyways, when we got her, it's like this instant bond that you feel with your animal. Like you just feel an instant connection. Our cat Nina is actually now an outside cat. She liked the inside, but she was dying to go outside for so long, and I kind of felt bad keeping her in our house. Along with some other things that I was just like, how about we just let her go outside? And it bothers me. It bothers me so much because I'm always constantly worried about her. And my fiance is just like, she's fine. She loves it out there, which she does. She hunts and does little cat things. But when you have a familiar, like if you have to question whether an animal is a familiar to you. I feel like they're not because you just, I don't know, it's that feeling like you just kind of know. And with Nina, I feel like we're just so kind of in sync. She knows when I'm upset. She's just, I don't know, she's my cat. And we originally got her for my son. We let him pick her out. And then it kind of switched over to she ended up being my cat. And kind of showed me a lot more attention than anyone else, which is fine because, like I said, I believe that she is my familiar and kind of my guide, which, like I said, is crazy because we've had Kiki so much longer, but Kiki could care less about anyone else. She's very in her own world, does what she wants, doesn't listen to anyone or anything. She's a brat, biggest brat on the planet, I swear. So the next one is you're affected or drawn to the moon, which for most witches, I mean a lot of them, not all of them, you are very drawn to the moon. You feel very affected by the moon. I know like astrology is a very big part of a lot of practices, and the moon is a big part of that, obviously. So if you feel like that is a big part of you, you might be a natural born witch. Another thing is enjoying storms. So I myself, I don't know if I would say that I enjoy them. It kind of depends on my mood. I don't want anything too wicked, but if it's like a slight downpour with a little bit of thunder, that's fine. But if it's like tornado warnings going off and things like that, I don't know. That just gives me anxiety. But a lot of witches use storms as a way to gain more energy in what they do, and that's why there are certain spells and other types of craft that you do during a storm, because you can gain so much energy from it. So if that's you, if you really enjoy storms, you might be a natural born witch. If you have natural healing behaviors or even natural destructive behaviors, you could be a natural born witch. So I know for myself, which we'll go through the different like lines of your hands that kind of tell you whether you have certain marks and traits, whatever, but I have the healer's mark on my hand, and I would definitely agree with that. I work, it would kind of be considered healthcare. I work with people that have mental disabilities, and I work with them in their homes, and I help them do like daily things, learn how to be more independent so that eventually they can live on their own. And I've always kind of had this feeling of like I like helping people. I like making them feel better. I like, making a difference in their lives, and that has always been a big part of me. So the healer's mark for me, it makes a lot of sense. So, like I said, we'll go over what that is here in just a minute. So the next one, if you have a very strong intuition, so if your gut instinct is extremely strong and you can basically rely on it, you might be a natural born witch. Basically, what I'm saying is, did you know that there are some people that do not have gut instincts? For me, my gut is a huge part of who I am. Not only am I a big girl, but that instinct is just tremendous for me. Like, I can rely on it for whatever reason. If I get that really bad feeling or even a really good feeling, I can depend that that is accurate. And there are people that actually don't have that. And it blows my mind because I'm like, how do you make decisions? Like, what do? There are people out there that don't have that. And again, I don't even have any words because I have no idea what that would be like. Because I depend on mine so much for making choices or doing things. And so without that, I'm kind of like, I don't even know how I would do anything. I don't know. So the next thing is the universe sending you omens and signs, such as the numbers like 1111 or different things like that. So I am a true believer in signs, and actually, my sister and I are both very heavily just affected by different things that have happened to us that we say, oh, that's a sign. Like people that have come up to us and just randomly given us like these very wise words of wisdom. I mean, just complete strangers at times that we felt, life was not going great, has happened multiple times. My sister actually works at a nursing home, so she deals with a lot of death, and I have to say she is one strong mama, because I'm not sure that that's something that I could ever do, and she handles it so well, and because she has this different kind of understanding. And so for her, there are several different like signs that she sees leading into it, and also signs that, just kind of give her that peace of feeling like, someone is at peace. So we are very large believers in signs. So if you feel like that is you, might be a natural born witch. So if you have a strong sense of energy of people and places, this might be for you. So I know for me, walking into people's homes, I could definitely get a sense of energy. Especially, I just talking about it, I can think of a couple of places where walking in, the energy was so heavy because it was so negative. And just talking about it, I instantly feel like weighed down because that is the worst kind of energy. And I can also think of several people I know where they have that kind of energy that is just so heavy that you just feel so affected. I'm sorry, there's my yawn again. But you just feel so affected by it that it's just so draining. And I know a lot of people like that. Some people have just. Have you ever met somebody that has such good energy that it's almost exhausting? Like it's nothing bad, but they're just radiating that just really upbeat, positive energy, but it's just exhausting to you. I've experienced that one time and I thought it was the strangest thing. That was a first time for me. So the next one, well, I guess that's it for psych. I guess that's it for those qualities. Now we're gonna get into the palm of your hands for you to look at and see if you have these physical signs of being a natural born witch. And like I said, if you're more of a visual learner and you're not good with just listening and knowing, you can look at the Twitter page and I will have uploaded pictures of these signs that are in your palm so that you can visually see them and look. So the first one I have here is lines below your pinky that go vertically, which you might need really good lighting or a flashlight to look. I know mine are kind of faint. And depending on how many lines you have indicates what kind of healer you are or like what stage. So 4 to 5 lines indicate a powerful healer. 6 to 7 lines indicate that you are destined to be a healer. And 8+ is like the holy grail of it all, and it means that you have mastered the art of healing. I have 6 to 7 lines on for my healer's mark. So I am destined to be a healer, I guess. So the next one, if you have a cross in the middle of your pointer finger. So if you look at your finger, your pointer finger, which is the finger next to your thumb. So you know how you have these indentation in your fingers where your fingers bend right, you have one at your palm, you have one in the middle where your knuckle is, and then you have another one right above it, and then above that is the tip of your finger. So you want to look right at the line that is in the middle of your finger where your knuckle is, but look underneath, so at that line. So look at it. If you have a cross in there, that is a sign that you have some type of clairvoyant ability or like a clear psychic ability. So if you have a cross, and it's just how it sounds, a simple cross. It'll be a line that goes down that indentation, making a cross. If you have that, then you have a psychic ability or a clairvoyant ability. For me, I do not have a line. I looked. I don't have one. Another way to tell is also, so if you look at your palm and you look at the side that is opposite your thumb. Okay, and in that corner, kind of like the fatty part of your palm, so not the side with your thumb, the opposite side, and that fatty part, if you have a circle, and it's the side that's below your pinky. Sorry, I went brain dead. I was like, what is the name of this little finger? Oh my goodness, sleep deprivation. It is not fun. So, yes, the side below your pinky, opposite your thumb, and that kind of like fatty part at the lower part of your palm. If you have a circle, that is also another sign of a clear psychic ability or clairvoyant ability. So, if you look at the base of your fingers, and this goes for all of them, all of the four fingers, I don't think it goes for your thumb, just your four fingers. If you look at the base, so the base is going to be where your finger connects to your palm, so that space right below it. If you look at them, if you have any kind of cross, that is called a psychic cross. And below each, so depending on where you have one, it really means something different. So if you look below your index finger, that finger is associated with Jupiter, which means you have good luck, you are wise, and you have great power. So all of that kind of indicates that you would make a great magical teacher, which how cool is that? The next one, if you have a cross below your middle finger, this is associated with Saturn. It means you are strict and rigid. You benefit from learning when things are really easy or when they are very hard. Meditation and dream magic would be great things for you to work with. So that would be interesting. I know I learn a lot better when things are easy. Or I guess I'm that way because if something's so hard that you have to do it over and over again, then yeah, I would learn better. But if it's too hard, I can't do it at all. There isn't too much learning for me going on there. So the next one is your ring finger. And this one is associated with the sun. And it is the ability to attract or manifest things. Those gifts are best suited for your romantic life. Which your ring finger. Okay. Which that would make sense because, you know, wedding rings, ring finger. Follow me there. So the next one is your pinky. And this one is associated with Mercury. And the world of magic is where you feel the most comfortable, is all I have there for that one. So for me, let me turn my flashlight on. I don't think I have any crosses, actually. None that I have been able to find. I am sorry I keep yawning. Please don't hate me. I am hoping to get better sleep tonight, hopefully. Hopefully, but yeah, I'm not seeing any types of crosses on my hand. Yeah, nope, no crosses for me. Well, actually, I do! I have one! And this one is below my base of fingers. I think that would be my index finger, the one by your thumb, right? So, I have good luck, you are wise and have great power. I don't know about any of that because I am extremely unlucky. So, I'm not sure that that is accurate at all for me, but I don't know. So the next one is a mystic cross between your head and your heart line. So if you look at your palms, you have two lines that go horizontal right across your palm, or you should. And those are your head and your heart lines. And there should be a space going in between. So if you look at those, you should, if you have a cross in between those two lines, then you have a natural ability that you are able to recognize at a very young age, and you have a very strong intuition. So, for me, I do have the cross in between my head and my heart lines, and I would agree that I do also have very strong intuition. Another sign is the psychic triangle at the base of your ring finger, and with this one, it says it's often pale and hard to find. You may have suppressed or blocked this gift from fear that was generated in a past life. Ooh. So I do not have the triangle. I'd be interested to know if you do. So, like I said, these are all supposedly signs of a natural witch. I'm sure there's many more differentiations. Does that sound right? I don't know. I'm sure there are many different variations of this, so don't feel like if you don't fit into any of this that you are not a natural born witch. There could be other things. And also don't feel like just because you chose the path and maybe you weren't naturally born into it that it makes you less of a witch. I myself have always been drawn to witchcraft, but I initially chose the path. But I definitely felt like it was calling to me. Like I just felt this very strong pull into it. Whatever that means, whether it was just a very strong interest of mine, I don't know. Just because I have some of these signs, I don't know if that, is honestly because I'm considered, I guess, a natural born witch. I don't know. But I think it's cool to hear these things and just kind of look at what you have. I think that's very interesting. I have always loved palm reading. Like it blows my mind the amount of things that you can see from a palm. I know kind of the basics from palm reading. I can get like a very general idea from a palm, but people that can get like very detailed answers just really like they blow my mind. So, that is today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a little bit long today, but these things were so cool to kind of go over and learn about. And like I said, there will be more information on my Twitter page, Dolly's Brew 2019, if that's something you're interested in giving a follow. So, don't forget to look out for the bonus episode for Halloween, if that is something you're into. Have a good week, and I'll see you later. Thanks for enjoying another dose of the Witch's Brew.